wrote a song 6 years ago while playing in a wedding band. The word got out and suddenly the band and I were in demand. And now couples all over Jersey hire me to ensure their wedding bliss, all because of a tune I wrote. That tune goes like this. Oh, when it's your wedding day and my music starts to play, I can guarantee that love will find you. Yeah, when it's your wedding day, all the problems melt away if you count on me, 'cause love is what I do. Now we play a wedding gig, we're like a finely tuned machine. Sammy does Van Halen licks while George gets down on tambourine. We might play you some Careless Whisper or make you wish you had Jesse's Girl instead. Bring the room down with endless love that blasts. Bang your head.
Bang your head!
So when it's your wedding day and my music starts to play, I can guarantee that love will find you. So when it's your wedding day, all the problems melt away if you count on me, 'cause love is what I do. And long before the night is through, your uncle will be my uncle too. I'll be so tight with your cousin Steve, he'll invite me over for Christmas Eve. I'll dance your mom all around the room, then present the bride and groom. It's your wedding day and my music starts to play, I can guarantee that love will find you. So when it's your wedding day, all the problems melt away if you count on me, 'cause love is what, yes, love is what I do. Love is what I do. Do, 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 do. Love is what I do.
All right, and that was Jeffers. And what do you know, Valk, you're judging Jeffers too, first.
Oh.
It is pop star night for Valk. That's what it is.
Woo. The song is, like, really stupid, but anyway. I don't think this was, like, a good match for you vocally, Jeffers. Like, I've never heard the song before, but it sounds like it was supposed to be, like, a rocker kind of guy. Like, because he was singing about, like, Van Halen and stuff. And, it was just, like, kind of, like, cute. And I was like, I think you're supposed to sound rocky. And it's just like, Jeffers, he's so cute singing to a rock backtrack. Oh. like
new
in the
genre,
middle.
Valk, geez, no. Cute rock.
Rock. Like in the middle, I think when you're singing about like Christmas Eve and stuff, like you're timing one off a little and like at the end, I think your timing went off a little too with like the doo-doo-doos or something like that. I like the head voice you threw in there, but like overall, like I didn't feel like the energy matched the song, and like vocally it was okay, but like it was like kind of like I'm like meh. It's like middle of the road for me.
Beloved?
I had a lot of the same notes. I thought
your energy was okay, but needed more. And not quite sure that this was a great fit, but it wasn't bad. Like, you sang it well for the most part. I noticed in the beginning that you weren't as nasal as you usually are, but then you went back to your nasal stuff in the chorus. But the verse sounded really good. when you said bang your head, scared the crap out of me.
I got that too.
It was so loud. I was like, oh my God.
I wasn't sure if that was him or the backtrack.
I don't know, but it scared me. What else? Whenever you sing wedding day, when it's your wedding day, whatever, it goes down and then it goes up. I don't think you hit the lower note on, and then when you slid up to a higher note, you didn't always hit that one either. But that's the biggest technical problem I had with it. And then the very last note, the harmony was a little bit off, but then you fixed it. But yeah, I thought it was nice. It was nice.
Yeah, I like this too, a little bit. I was paying attention to you at least, Jeffers, because
you weren't paying attention to anyone else.
Well, I mean, like, right away. Like, I liked how it started for me. Jeffers is immune, by the way, tonight, guys. just to let you know. I like this song, I think, a little bit, but I kind of with Valk, I don't think your voice type fit with it. You also had a few notes that were odd that didn't, besides vocal style to fit with the song, they seemed to me that as if they were some of the wrong notes. I can't think of specific moments, though, at the moment. I would have liked a little bit more strength on your notes, too, because it seemed like you were singing this kind of soft a little bit to me.
Mm-hmm.
In just a general Jeffers cute voice, and I would have liked it to be a little bit different. Other than that, I don't have very much to add to what everybody else has already said. But yeah, definitely was not terrible. Okay, so I think we're good on Jeffers. Next up and last submission of the on time submissions is Autumn.
Woo.
Not a day goes by, not a single day, but you're somewhere a part of my life, and it looks like you'll stay as the days go by. I keep thinking, when does it end? Where's the day I'll have started forgetting? But I just go on thinking and sweating and cursing and crying and turning and reaching and waking and dying. And no, not a day goes by, not a blessed day.
And that was the last submission of the night, also submitted tonight, so yeah. By the way, guys, happy Easter / Resurrection Day for the Christians. And speaking of things to resurrect, we have this show. No,
Rise
from the ashes.
That was stupid.
All right. Autumn, who is first here? Autumn, I believe. No, Valk, you're first on this one. Yeah, I think.
Soprano power. I'm happy you used your upper, your soprano range, because, like, I never get to hear that from you, and it's super pretty, and, like, I love, like, how operatic this sounded. I think, like, the first half of the song, like, because it was so high, the emotion kind of was, like, blah, like, the first half. But then the second half, I really liked the emotion a lot, and I really liked, like, the soprano-iness. There was, like, one part when you said day after day after day, like, I thought that was weird. Like, it sounded like your voice cracked or you're, like, gasping for air. And I don't know if you were trying to, like, do that for, like, dramatic effect, but it just kind of, it didn't really, like, work if you were trying to do it for dramatic effect. And, like, after that, there was just, like, a lot of, like, sounded like a lot of gasping for air after that point, which I didn't really like that much. I wish, like, the breathing would have been more subtle, because, like, it kind of took away from your performance at that point, because I was, like, really digging it, and then I was like, whoa, she's, like, gasping for air. Is she okay? That's about it. I really liked this.
Yeah, I like this one, too. Although, you mean, you did seem quiet to me, although I'm considering that fault of submitting at, you know, last minute. I think that your higher notes, or at least your soprano, some of your more powerful belted notes were really good. And it reminded me of, gosh, something from a movie. I can't put my finger on it. But it seemed, maybe the writing was similar to something else. But anyways, I did like this overall. The higher notes were pretty good. I kept getting drawn back to the song for each belted higher note. I'm not sure if that I would have liked more energy so much as I would have liked a little bit louder, because I think I might have appreciated energy more if it was louder. I don't have very much else to add. What about you, beloved?
I also liked this. I thought that you did need a little bit more emotion in the beginning, especially. I enjoyed your phrases, though. You always have really nice phrases. And I thought your vibrato was really pretty. And I love your higher range. You should do more stuff in your higher range.
I know. Do Phantom of the Opera.
Maybe.
Your diction was really good. I thought your instrumental was really strange, as if it was pitched, which
I think she does that also, anyways. Like, I think she just does that.
Well, I do that all the time, so that's why I kind of picked up on it. But I think that's also why during that build part, it didn't quite sound like you built with it, because for some reason when you pitch karaoke, it just, like, the volume goes to crap. Like, nothing builds anymore. So, yeah. And what else? I have that note on the day after day after day thing. It was kind of strange. Generally, I thought that you needed just a little bit more vocal control. Some notes just sounded a little bit wavery, or you were running out of breath, or I don't know, just different things. But I liked the song mostly. I thought it was really nice.
Yeah. I like this too. Everybody went for Autumn, right?
Yup.
All right, cool. So let's go into results. In case you guys didn't catch it before, because so many people didn't submit, everybody that submitted tonight is going through. I'm giving everybody that didn't submit, which is Omi, Turtle, Dizzy, and Aria a chance to submit by Monday. I understand some of you guys had problems that were unavoidable, which is also another reason why I'm letting you guys submit. However, because people submitted on time, and at least, you know, today, that's why I'm putting everybody else through. So Monday, guys, if you guys so you guys all have to submit by 11:59 Eastern Time. One of the Monday people is getting cut, regardless of how well you performed, even if you performed better than people tonight. So one of you on Monday is going home, just as, you know, to be fair to the people who did submit.
Hopefully at least two people do submit.
Hopefully, yeah, hopefully at least two. And
if only one of you submits, sorry, you're screwed.
Suck to be you. Sucks to be you. Another Avenue Q song. All right.
Love that.
So let's, since everybody's going through tonight, let's just say who won for us. I personally had Ambi win for me.
Ambi! Yeah.
So yeah, Ambi, great friggin' job. So everybody else was great tonight too. Everybody is safe tonight. You are all going through tonight. Of all of you who submitted prior to us saying the words that we are saying right now. So, all right. So next round. Okay, we're doing something interesting here. Immunities for next round. You guys can sing any love song, or even possibly a hate type song, but the challenge is for immunities is that you have to sing it to one of us. Okay. Specifically to one of us. You have to put our names into the song.
Or all of us.
The name has to, when you're putting the name in the song, it has to work. You can't just randomly say our name in a spot where it wouldn't have normally fit into the song. So in this case, lyric changes are allowed slightly, but I want the same overall song to stay there. We also have to get that you're singing to us instead of just having our name in there. Because, like, for example, there are songs with names in there.
To me.
You can use our names or our usernames if it's easier for, you know, the way songs fit and, you know, Scansion and all that. So that'll be due by Friday, April 29th, by 11:59 Eastern Time. For the main round, we have cheating and breakup songs.
Yay!
You can be for or against here, although I'm guessing most of the songs are probably going to be against. although there are four songs.
I want a bunch of country rage songs.
Oh, Lord.
There are
here comes the country.
Yes!
And so more cowboy references, Serena.
Oh, God. Here we go, guys.
All right. So that'll be the main round, guys. Again, due on the Friday after, which will be the 30th of April. And that.
Wait, Friday after?
I mean, Saturday. I'm sorry. Saturday after. and that will be, again, at 11:59 Eastern Time. Guys, most of you have been doing a pretty good job about this, but please send all entries to loveme@voicehollywood.org. Any questions about the next round or about Monday's late round, send me an email or contact me on Skype. If you're going to drop, let me know before the show or as soon as possible. Granted, tonight I got on like right before I was gonna record the show, so but anyways, sooner the better. Looking forward to the show. Thank you, ladies, tonight for judging tonight and for sticking with me even though we started like an hour later than we wanted to.
No worries.
I hope I don't get half my people not submit on time again next week, because that would. all right, so yeah, all right, so guys, thank you very much tonight and good night.
Good night.
Good night.